I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, September 14. Coming up, Prime Minister Andrew Holness announces reallocation of government lands in Southwest St. Andrew, bill coming to restore junior stock exchange incentive, and European Union appoints new head of delegation to Jamaica. The details after the break.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since Mommy and Daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, Daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced the reallocation of government lands previously sold to a private entity in 2012. The 11.58 acres of land, which forms part of the Southwest St. Andrew constituency and is valued at $164 million, was traded for a sum of $10,000 with the then cabinet's approval.
The 11.58 acres of land is sectionalized. It is within the zone of where there could be potential expansion for logistics and other kinds of operations. So the land has commercial value. There is an already existing football field on 6 acres of the land. We're not opposed to the community keeping the 6 acres, but you also need jobs.
Mr. Holness, who was addressing Parliament on Tuesday, said the transaction was reviewed by the Auditor General Pamela Monroe Ellis, who subsequently found that the private trust is not registered with the Registrar General's Department or the Department of Cooperative and Friendly Societies. The government has since moved to sell a section of the land to a private business operator while allowing the 6 acres to be used for recreational purposes by residents of Whitfield Town, Greenwich Town and surrounding areas. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the necessary steps are being taken to address the issues raised by the Auditor General's report on the Factories Corporation of Jamaica, the FCJ. Mr. Holness says the Auditor General found that the board was operating without the requisite subcommittees to deal with compliance. The Auditor General also cited weaknesses in the human resource management of the FCJ. Mr. Holness says on Tuesday, September 6, representatives of the Board of Management gave an update to Cabinet on the status of actions taken to date. He says the newly appointed chairman of the board of the FCJ has been charged to implement the recommendations made to ensure that the issues identified do not recur.
Let me state here, Mr. Speaker, that given reports that I have received to date, I am satisfied that the chairman of the board has taken the mandate that I have given him seriously and is working in earnest to bring order to the corporation and to restore public confidence in its leadership and management.
The Prime Minister was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says he intends to table a bill in Parliament to restore incentives under the Junior Stock Exchange. Speaking at a recent Jamaica Employers Federation JEF breakfast meeting in Kingston, the minister said the bill would be tabled on or before September 20.
This government is seized with the urgency to grow our economy. The restoration of the incentives under the Junior Stock Exchange. That should never have been closed down.
Incentives under the Junior Stock Exchange include a 10-year period when no corporate tax is paid for the first 5 years and 50% of the prevailing rate is paid in the next 5 years. And Malgorzata Wasiluska is the new head of delegation of the European Union to Jamaica. Ambassador Wasiluska assumed duties this week and will also serve Belize, Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and the Cayman Islands. She previously served as head of division for conflict prevention, peace building and mediation, as well as elections and democracy support in the foreign relations arm of the EU, European Union External Action Services. Ms. Wasiluska says she's delighted to be given the opportunity to continue to lead the EU's partnership with the government and people of Jamaica. The ambassador says she's looking forward to a partnership that will further advance trade relations between the EU and CARI Forum, the goal of poverty reduction, and ensure a just and equitable world for all. The new head of delegation is based in Jamaica. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.